Right, folks, we're just ready to start our last talk, which will be timestamping with open timestamps by Timothy Ridley. Up to you.
Okay, thank you. So, I'm a Red Hat employee that works as software engineer, but not for this stuff. So, what is timestamp? Well, what is timestamping? Timestamping is needed to be sure a document or a file is made in a specific date. And for example, in Italy, because I'm Italian, the law requires that the date are ushered by a public official, so you can't do that by yourself. So what about digital documents? Well, usually digital timestamping is made on a third-party digital signature, so you must trust some other authority. And it's usually a certification authority. So how we can do that without relying on a third party authority? So we could use the blockchain. So you create the hash of a file or your information, and you put this hash inside the blockchain, so you can demonstrate this hash was present on a specific time. So why the blockchain is safe? Because it's backed by million and million of dollars. It's open in the case of Bitcoin we use. It's cheap, it's not cheap to create a new Bitcoin because mining is an expensive process, but it's quite cheap to use that. Okay, so why open timestamp? So the blockchain is open. Anybody can write on it. Anybody so could do timestamping directly without using Open Timestamp or another framework. So Open Timestamp is a standard way of doing timestamping in a trustless way. So without trust, no one. It was proposed by Peter Todd, a Bitcoin Core developer. It's used by dozens of different companies. And it's almost, because in information technology, we can't have infinite storage, so it's almost infinitely scalable. Because it uses Merkle tree. So what is Merkle tree? Merkle tree is a tree where you just put the top hash or the root of Merkle tree inside the blockchain, but you can demonstrate that your file or your information existed without the need to push any hash inside the blockchain, but only the top hash or the root. Yeah. So, Open Timestamp provides users multiple and easy way to create and independently verify timestamps. Open timestamp project on GitHub includes these different implementation. The first one was written in Python. Then somebody else wrote one in Java. Then in JavaScript because it's easier to use in browser or in some Node.js stuff. They also started to write a Rust open timestamp because Rust, as you told in a precedent talk, it's good languages because it's safe, because it's fast, low memory usage, etc., etc., etc. Or on the opentimestamp.org website that uses the JavaScript implementation. So now for this slide, I show an example of usage with the Python client because it was the first one. Okay, so if you want to use that, you just need to use OTS stamp command. And stamp command create the Merkle tree of the file, submit it to some remote calendar server that are the server that write the information on the Bitcoin blockchain every some hour. So when you do stamp, the operation create the hash of the original file, concatenates with random nonce for privacy, just to avoid to avoid having your hash on the Merkle tree directly, and recalculate the hash. So you have a double SHA hash, and it sent the value to the calendar server. So the calendar server add the hash to the Merkle tree and return the response to the client in order to generate the OTS file that is a file you'll need to verify the signature later. Of course, this file is incomplete because it doesn't contain the record in the blockchain, because you need to wait the kind of server to send the record to the blockchain and Bitcoin networking to mine the block with the Merkle, etc. So when a time is elapsed, some hour, the user rerun the OTS tool with upgrade operation, and this update the file with which block of the Bitcoin blockchain includes the hash. It's also possible to create timestamp for several different files simultaneously. In fact, we did a test when we got all the hashes of all the files is included in the archive.org, not the web.archive.org, the archive.org that includes petabytes of files. Of course, we didn't download all the files, but archive.org API supports to you can ask the hash directly. So we took all the hashes from archive.org, and we were able to put all these million files inside only one Merkle root. So it's absolutely scalable, because you can put tons of files only with one Bitcoin transactions that you don't need to do yourself, but is the calendar server that do that. So it's absolutely free. Yeah. So the verification requires both the file and the original file, or the original hash. And if you want to do that by yourself, so without trusting nobody, it's what you want. You need an up-to-date Bitcoin node. You don't need a full node, but since the attestation is on the block either, but so you just need a pruned node that only, so you need only few gigabytes of data instead of almost one terabyte of a full node. So in this, if you do that, you are sure nobody can fake your check, because OTS asks directly the blockchain, and so you don't need to trust anybody, including the calendar servers that put your verification on the blockchain. So the OTS file includes three main sessions. The SHA hash with the nonce, the Merkle tree construction, because you need to know which other hash you have in the Merkle tree in order to be sure your file is in the tree by your root, and which Bitcoin block includes your file, your hash. So the timestamp is saved on a binary file to save space and to avoid problem of interpretation, especially on Windows. And the file is as a OTS extension, and it starts with this line. So if you use the OTS 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 information command with the file, it prints lots of information, so I can't show them because it show all the single Merkle hashes. But one minute. But you can try that at home, and you can see which Merkle trees, how the Merkle tree is created. So these are some example of open timestamp usage. The website I presented at the start, proofmod.org, that it's an Android app by Guardian project that it used to certify a photo is valid with GPS data, etc. And ASA check is an example of how you can authorize, how you can timestamp newspaper article, and to stamp it's a website that you can put the stamp on a tweet. The end.